dads, two moms who want to go back and apologize to their parents. A podcast for the modern parent. It's Parenthood by Fire.
That's right, another episode, Parenthood by Fire. My name is Mike, joined by the lovely Jennifer, Pedro, and Elena. For a continuation of the previous episode, we got a little chatty in the last episode about discipline. And so I wanted to bring the topic back. And want to actually bring up another point as well. We've been trying to keep the timing of the podcast down to about 20, 25 minutes. And I think we're going to try to extend it 5 or 10 minutes, depending on time, to closer to about a half an hour, instead of trying to cut ourselves short. So we're going to do that from this point on and give you more of what you love. We had some feedback from folks, from listeners. We want to bring that in and do what the people that listen to the show want to hear more. So yeah, we'll give them just enough. You know, just a few more minutes, 5 to be exact.
Yeah. Well, speaking of feedback, we asked a while back on Facebook about kids and kids being parents. Mike posted that he had said, "Goodness gracious, Mother of God," and both his children.
It was actually with more emphasis, like "Goodness gracious, Mother of God."
No, and Goose and E-Man both repeated it. They were like, they said the exact same thing. And he asked if any of you parents out there had similar situations, or if you'd had any crazy things your kids have repeated from you. And so we got a couple of things. Brennan said that when he was driving, he honked at a guy, and his son asked why he was honking, and he said, this guy's being a moron. And so sometime later, when another car was driving, his son turned to him and said, "Dad, would you please honk at this moron?" I think something like that.
That's beautiful.
There was another one. Janet, she had a stressful morning commute. Apparently this all happens in the car, because I think this is what happens to me too.
Yeah.
And she was driving her daughter to daycare, and apparently her daughter said, "And I called his car an asshole too, Mommy." Asshole.
Yes.
Nice. A-S-K-hole. Two.
Thank you for spelling it out.
I just want to make sure we're all clear. This is a family-friendly show. But don't say that, kids, if you're listening.
I think I might start saying that. It's a good one. Asshole.
I say jackhole or jack wagon.
Jack wagon. I've never heard that.
That's a good one.
Jack wagon.
Jack wagon.
It doesn't sound good coming out of the kid's mouth, by the way, just so you guys know.
We had Dawn said that a few times when she was with her daughter, or when her daughter was 3, her daughter would say, "Up your butt with a coconut." Apparently that's come out of her daughter's mouth a few times. And Eileen, I'm guessing A-I-L-E-E-N, said that her daughter, she's mentioned, "Where the hell is this?" This is what she's saying. And then she's found her daughter saying the same thing, walking through the room, and she's like, "Where the hell is it? Dope," is what her daughter would say.
Beautiful. So. I'm happy. Thank you, everyone, by the way. I was the one that posted that on Facebook, and it makes me feel a little bit better, right? Because, you know, we were talking in a past episode about cursing in front of the kids, and while I'm good at that, they do repeat a lot of the mic slang, if you will, like the goodness gracious mother of God, jack wagon, jack hole. And it just doesn't sound good coming out of the kid's mouth. So.
No, and it doesn't make for good conversation at school or preschool or kindergarten.
No.
With the teacher.
Not quite. And if you want to interact with us, by the way, hop on the Facebook site. We got a lot of activity going on out there. Facebook.com/ParenthoodByFire. And, you know, on the website as well.
Yeah, and you can also reach us at Twitter at ParentFire. We're on there. We're retweeting, and we like to post funny comments. We're all on there, so
we need to get some more followers too.
Yeah,
more we're doing followers. Great. Facebook, Twitter.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if
it's probably the person that's working on the.
Probably, yeah. I don't know who that guy. Never mind.
The guy narrowed it down there to two. I did want to bring back last week's topic because we got, you know, again, I tend to get off track sometimes, and I took us a little bit, derailed us just a little bit in the last episode about discipline. Lainey had brought up, or Elena rather, I call her Lainey, by the way. Every once in a while, if you hear me refer to Lainey, I'm referring to Elena. She had brought up discipline and the fact that they're adopting another child, and with the adoption process comes a home study. And that home study asks the question of you that can you promise, or I don't know if promise is the right word, but do you agree to not hit or spank your children. And you don't have one yet. So we're talking about a future child that you may adopt.
Right.
And so I wanted to bring discipline back up and find out, we talked a little bit about Dewey, Jennifer's son, and the fact that I have spanked my son E-Man. So I wanted to bring it back up and kind of go through this and resurface it.
There's a ton of talk about discipline, and it changes as the kids get older, right? So as E-Man and Goose get older, or Mo and Otis get older, it's gonna, how we discipline is gonna need to change, because we can't put a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old on timeout. You know, it's gonna be different. They're gonna have other things that need to be that we need to deal with.
Yeah, and when Goose is like 16 or 18, I can't put her over my knee and start spanking her.
That's just wrong.
Inappropriate. Yeah. Very inappropriate. Yeah, personal space becomes a bit of an issue at that stage. And that's the thing. So I wanted to ask that and kind of bring that up, because we really centered around disciplining toddlers to young people, you know, age 5 or 6. But once kids get to, I think we have more of a challenge. Let me just be blunt. We have more of a challenge, I think, than our parents had. Overall, in discipline, so how do we do it, and how do people do it once the kids get to be teenage years? My daughter Goose already talks back to us like she's 13 or 14, and it drives us nuts. And sure, we'll send her up to timeout, but how do we do it?
Well, how do you when she talks back to you? What do you tell her?
Usually, it's directed at mom, and I will say that is absolutely inappropriate to talk to your mother that way. Later, and I'll send her up to her room. So timeout, right? And then I'll bring her down, and I will actually try to get rid of all the distractions. I'll bring her really close. I'll have her look in my eyes, and if she tries to look away, I'm not rough with her, but I'll get her focused on my eyes, and I will go, "That is entirely," I'm going to do it to Jennifer right now. Hold on. "That is entirely inappropriate to talk to your mother that way. I am serious."
Your eyes look very serious.
"I am very disappointed in the way you spoke to mom. Go over there right now. And you apologize to mom." And it works. A little tear. I'll send her over to mom, and she'll get a little bit sad, mm-hmm. and she'll go over to mom, and I'll get a sincere apology. I try not to, because I have a bit of a booming voice. I try not to use the big boy voice unless there's really a reason to. And yeah, it's hard.
It's tough. No, I mean with Mo and Otis, it's tough because, you know, you're running around doing stuff at the house. For me, being home most of the time, I'm trying to take care of dishes and laundry and the rest of the stuff. And so sometimes I'm not there to interact with the boys. And then all of a sudden it's like you hear screaming or crying or somebody pushed somebody. And then it's like, unfortunately for my household where I grew up, yelling was a constant thing. It was it was just, "Hey, kids, knock that off, or I'm going to come in there and you're gonna be sorry when I get in there." And I really try not to yell. But I find that's almost my go-to, and I've been really working on hard not to yell, but it's tough. I mean, do you, Lainey or Jennifer, do you guys have?
Yeah, you know, yelling, I think in my house, I yell more often just to be heard and not necessarily as a discipline technique. It's more just like, "Hey, can you hear me?" And I've learned recently, probably being in the last 6 months, Jason and I have really focused in on our discipline and how we speak to our children and how we get the appropriate reactions out of them. And we've consciously stopped yelling, and we actually whisper way more often than we yell.
How's that work for you?
It works great. Mostly it's in response to some sort of emotional tantrum or when the kids are falling out. And as they get louder and louder, we get quieter and quieter because it becomes intriguing, because they can't hear us, but they can see that we are animatedly speaking, but they can't hear us. And so by whispering, they automatically start getting a little bit quieter. And it also helps me keep my emotions in check, because the more I get sucked into all the emotions that they're exhibiting, the louder you can get. But if I have to whisper and force myself to whisper, it keeps me calmer in those kind of volatile situations. And so I whisper way more than I yell now.
Which one of you posted on Facebook that the best way for, and I think it was one of us, best way to get a kid's attention is to get comfortable and relax and sit down?
Yes, I did that.
Was that you, Jennifer?
Yeah, sit down and look comfortable.
And that's kind of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're not getting your blood pressure up, mm-hmm. and you're just like, come over here.
You set the tone.
Stop,
and it's not threatening, like, "Come here." here. I want you to, you know, it's more just like, I'm not sure if you realize what's going on right now, but that you know, and so it's kind of really gentle and accepting. And Mike, you had me reminded me of something when you were talking about making Goose look you right in the eye, and that's something that I use with my kids too. But I got so tired of saying, you know, look at my eyes, you know, look at me in the eye. It just sounded like really authoritarian.
Look into my eyes.
I say, find my eyes. Ooh. It's the same thing, but it has a different feel to it. And I get a much quicker reaction by saying, find my eyes, because you're right. The TV's on, the dog's barking over there, they're fiddling with this toy. It's like, you gotta get all those distractions out of the way and get them to focus. And I'm able to do that by saying, find my eyes. And so that's been effective along with the whispering.
You know, the attention's coming to you right now, right?
Oh yeah. Lana? Well, but it's, okay, so Rocky's only 2.5, so like...
Never too early to start.
I know, but we do parroting because he gets... I mean, you've all had 2.5-year-olds, so they get emotionally charged and they're trying to express a lot of things in a very short period of time and sometimes don't always stop and think about the words. So when he gets really charged about something, I have gotten in the habit of stopping and I say, look. I look at Mommy and I say, whatever he's trying to say, I say it. I'm like, ask me like this, Mommy, then ask the question, like, Mommy, can I please have a glass of milk? Or Mommy, and I make him look, and he repeats it back, and then he calms down, and he'll say, Mommy, may I please have a glass of milk? And I'll be like, sure.
I think you bring an interesting perspective, and I mention this because Rocky's age, and Otis's age, for example, they're both 2-ish?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of lumping
18
them together.
Otis is 18 months, yeah. So he's maybe a year behind.
Yeah,
so Otis is 18, 2 years, but
18 months. I can't.
I say 18 years.
No, but I just wanted to clarify.
Oh, I say 18.
I don't want that yet. I am not looking
not ready for that
teenagers.
Yet.
Teenagers. No, thank you.
So with the kids, those children are looking for words and ways to express themselves. Definitely. So I think it's a little, the disciplinary track, if you will, is a little bit different. Where you've got Goose and you've got Red, for example, Jennifer's son and my daughter, they can speak, they express themselves just fine. In fact, they digress and they end up turning in to 18-month-old, you're 18-month-old and Rocky, for example, and they start whining. Well, I mean, the reality is...
Yeah, they're still trying to find their emotion. They're still trying to figure out how to express their emotions, even though they can talk. Like Mo, he's 5.5, and so he can talk and he has a very good vocabulary and he can express himself. He has a lot of stuff he can say. But when those emotions take over and he gets really excited or really upset, everything, all the words, they get lost in the head and they lose it. I mean, it's I imagine it's going to happen because Red's 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 8. Oh, God, filled.
Hard to believe that he's 8.
I know. It's crazy.
I mean, and it's going to happen even when he's 10 or 12 or 13. They're going to lose it and they're just going to break down. And I think you guys are totally right with the con. I've been really trying to... I focus on being calm around my boys now. And it's weird because as a paramedic, I'm brought into situations that are emotionally charged. And I find, when I'm in those situations, when I wear my blue outfit and I show up in my ambulance, I'm Mr. Calm Guy. I've had patients yell at me because I'm so calm, or family members yell at me because I'm so calm. But when I'm at home and I'm wearing my blue outfit, I'm just like, I just get caught up in the emotions.
You need to start wearing the blue outfit at home.
Yeah, apparently.
Every day.
Yeah. My wife would like it.
We also, we're also attempting to have a no whining household.
Oh, good luck with that.
Yeah. My husband fusses way too much for that to work.
how do you plan on having a no whining household? Okay. I'd like to hear. Educate me.
Right now, it's been okay because if Rocky whines about something, then he doesn't get that something until he can ask appropriately.
So funny. That's what my wife does to me.
Yeah. That's what I do to my wife.
This one's giggling over here. No.
You're like, honey, I really want a new mic.
Can we get ice cream? Can we get yogurt tonight? I want pizza.
So how do you get him to stop? I mean, because whining is I don't know what it is about whining. I think I tweeted, if you guys get onto Twitter, I think I tweeted something about whining and how it just seems
shameless plug over there.
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
Plug it away.
At Parent Fire.
At Parent Fire.
I'm still learning.
Hashtag.
I did one thing.
How it, whining just seems to creep its way into the brain and just just start pushing buttons and
I have to say I'm not perfect. Like I'm trying to catch it all the time and then have a different kind of energy around that. Like if he's whining, I try to do the same parroting thing. If you would really like something, Rocky, this is how you ask for it. And if you can ask me that way, we'll talk about it. You know, like, or I try to do that as much as possible. And when it works, it works. I mean, I want to say probably 90% of the time it works. And it's been really kind of effective. And I'm hoping, and I have to say thanks to Kelly for recommending that for Rocky when he was like 18 months old. It was great.
Is Kelly a listener?
She is. She said she's listening.
Excellent.
To
Thank you,
one.
Kelly.
Yes. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. Appreciate that. Kelly, can you come? Can she sit for me?
No, she's got four kids. Okay. But actually, she'd be a great guest speaker because she's got four teenagers.
Oh.
Kelly, you want to come on the show?
Yeah, we'll get a producer. Contact we need Elena. A producer, by the way. Yeah. If you want to produce for the show, you can go ahead and email us.
Yeah, I think she'd be a great guest. Awesome guest.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this real quick here. Once we get teenagers, let's go down the teenage route again. I'm going to steer us back that way.
No.
Yeah. I'm scared to death. The little cute little girl.
Yeah, you're the only one with a girl right now.
Scared to death. Okay, so with teenagers, how did your parents do it? I mean, clearly, we don't have teenagers yet. And I'd love feedback, by the way, from our listeners that do.
Right.
Teenagers, though. This one over here must have been a wild child. Oldest of a couple daughters.
Yeah, Lane, yeah. He's pointing at you.
No, I know because we were friends when you were a teenager. I could tell stories.
I was a super
blush.
Good kid. Like you met me when I went crazy. I took a little longer. So early teenage years, I don't know. Mom, Dad, what do you say? But I was pretty good. And since I was the oldest of four kids, I was pretty used to responsibility and taking care of my siblings and being the good helper. And so it was much later in my teenage years.
I was thinking like 19. I was, yeah, you're right. I was a little bit far down.
It was later, but I do remember stories that I was the door slammer. I was the one that would, you know, stomp up the stairs and slam the door. And I apparently my dad was befuddled by that behavior, but my mom told him it was quite typical. So I don't know.
Did your dad raise his voice a lot?
No.
He has a very booming voice, kind of like Pedro's voice, very deep. And
my dad pretty even keeled until he reached this point, and then it would flare. And so when my dad did yell, you knew that it was serious. Like that was the point where you're like, okay, now I actually will listen. Because
any spankings
we
or
pushed
anything
him
like that?
To that. Early on, not,
I mean, like
not
I'm thinking
as a teenager.
13, not 19, but you know.
No, I remember. Yeah, I would get spanked, you know, every now and then. It wasn't like a prominent memory in my childhood at all, but yeah, there were spankings.
Now you and I come from similar household full of yelling.
Yeah.
Lots of yelling.
So yeah, my up until about the age of 13, I was living with my mom and my stepfather, and yeah, there was a lot of yelling, a lot of lecturing. I found I got lectured a lot, like hour long lectures, just sitting down having to listen to my stepfather go on and on and on. I think that was his way, because he grew up in a very abusive household, and so I think that was his way of trying not to be abusive or be, you know, beatings and stuff like that. So, but there was the occasional hitting. I got smacked with the belt once or twice. A lot of poking in the chest. That hurt.
Poking in the chest.
Yeah, as I was being lectured. Oh, and he had like sausage thick fingers, like,
and they were right through you.
Yeah, they hurt, man. It was almost as bad as being hit with a belt, I swear. But I ended up leaving at the age of 13, and I moved in with my dad, and I went to high school there with him, and it was very different. My dad was kind of he didn't really yell a lot. He was kind of there, but there was rules, but that was it. It was just as long as, and I was a good kid for the most part. I was the oldest, just like you, Jennifer. I was used to helping out and taking care of. But
he was a rebel in high school. Long hair.
Yeah, I did have long hair, but I wasn't a rebel. I played a rebel.
Yeah, he looked like a rebel.
Maybe we could get a picture up on the website of that.
Yeah, I have one actually of him with long hair. I do.
Because all the pictures you see on the website are us as children. So I think a couple of teenage years pictures would be awesome.
I
to
think
add.
That's a fantastic. Matter of fact, on the wall, I will do that.
Okay,
I will post some pictures. I may even have a couple pictures of you, but that's going to be later. I need earlier teenage years from both of you.
Okay.
And maybe you too. I'll let you pick your picture.
I have to find some, yeah. I'm sure there's some school pictures.
No, I'm sure there are. I'd love to see it. I met Pedro when I met most of, well, two of you when we were in our teenage years, late teens, and I didn't like Pedro when I met him. Didn't like
the guy. We went to rival high school, sort of.
Didn't like, and he had long hair, and all the girls liked him because he came from a high school that was all boys, and all the girls liked him, and I didn't like him. I was jealous. No, I was jealous.
Not I wish.
Was. Teenage years for you.
I grew up in a really strict household, like extremely strict, and I rebelled once, and it was the first and last time. That's all I'm going to say because I am. I don't know what
you grew up on a farm, right?
I did spend some time on a ranch, but at the time I rebelled, I was living. We were living in a little town in Central California, and it was like 2,000 people. So I mean, everybody knew everything, and we used to have I don't know if you guys had like delayed starts or like you got to skip a period sometimes in the morning. And you didn't have to go to school right away?
I didn't. I went to Catholic school.
Oh, yeah. We had opportunities for that. It's basically because, it's a farming community, and so there was some flexibility. And so I decided one morning when we had that opportunity, my folks were already at work, and I would throw a little party. We'd get in the hot tub and do a little drinking.
Oh!
Yeah, totally.
What age was this, 13?
I was a sophomore in high school.
Wow. Yeah.
And so I was like a straight A student, really great. I had a big audition that day and everything. I just thought I'd have a little fun. And my neighbor was a sheriff. Ooh. And he hadn't left for work.
Ooh.
And he saw all the kids coming in. So he decided to call my mom instead of calling the police. And by the time my mom got there...
The police would have been nicer, right?
Yeah, they would have been nicer. No, the thing is, by the time my mom got home, I was gone. And when I got to school, my brother informed me that everybody was looking for me. So I took off with four other kids for the day and had a day off without permission. This got me in big trouble, by the way. This is the only bad thing I've ever done. So this, I want to let you know what the punishment is.
Do you guys believe that?
I want to let you know what the punishment is so you can get a sense of how strict my household was. So, because technically I'm not off that punishment yet if my dad was still alive.
Oh, really? It still goes.
Oh, he said he never took me off restriction. To the day he died, he never took me off restriction for doing
Well,
this.
Then you're off it now, then.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Good. No, he's still, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. He never technically took it off.
Where does, and this will kind of be the last thought as we move this through, where does spirituality or religion fall into place with discipline? I'm just wondering. Some of us come from different households that are, I came from a strong Catholic household. Mm-hmm. I don't know if religion ever played a role, but I was just curious if spirituality or religion or anything like that came into a role for any of you guys when it came to discipline and upbringing.
I think that morals and values play into it less so than what the doctrine of the religion we practice does. So the goals of raising our children in virtuous ways and having morals and appropriate expectations for living in society and being a good person, I mean, that's all part of the lessons we're trying to teach our children. And so when they stray from that or make a mistake, we bring those lessons into our discipline, by saying, in our house, it is important that we respect one another and it's not respectful to kick your brother. So we'll say things like that. And I don't necessarily put the fear of God in my children and say, God saw that you just kicked your brother. So it wasn't not necessarily, religion in that way, but I think bringing it back to the values and morals and virtues of our family and how we want to be as a family.
So clearly we've shared with you now the encompassing how we discipline our kids, how we were disciplined by our parents. How about you? How do you discipline your kids? I'd like to hear from the Facebook and Twitter community. How do you discipline your kids? What methods help teach us so it's not just one-way communication? Head on out to Facebook, facebook.com/parenthoodbyfire. We'll have the question out there. We'd love your feedback. My name is Mike. Thanks so much for listening to Parenthood by Fire, and we'll see you next week.